Guerrilla marketing. Easy and inexpensive strategies for making big profits from your small business. Author, J. Conard Levinson. Why it is a business classic. First published in 1983, Say Levinson's Guerrilla Marketing has become a classic in the field of business, revolutionizing marketing for small businesses all over the world and creating a new way to understand market share and how to gain it. It also launched a veritable guerrilla marketing industry, including dozens of books, CDs, and speaker events. Who can use guerrilla marketing? Guerrilla marketing is about taking the consumer by surprise, making an indelible impression, and creating copious amounts of social buzz. Guerrilla marketing is set to make a far more valuable impression with consumers in comparison to more traditional forms of advertising and marketing. This is due to the fact that most guerrilla marketing campaigns aim to strike the consumer at a more personal and memorable level. Guerrilla marketing is often ideal for small businesses that need to reach a large audience without breaking the bank. It is also used by big companies in grassroots campaigns to complement ongoing mass media campaigns. Individuals have also adopted this marketing style as a way to find a job or more work. What is guerrilla marketing? Marketing is every bit of contact your company has with anyone in the outside world. Every bit of contact. That means a lot of marketing opportunities. It does not mean investing a lot of money. Marketing is more of a science every day as we learn new ways to measure and predict behavior, influence people, and test and quantify marketing. It's more of a science as psychologists tell us more and more about human behavior. The need for guerrilla marketing. If you're an entrepreneur, you need guerrilla marketing more than ever because the competition is smarter, more sophisticated, and even more aggressive than it was in the past. That is not a problem for guerrillas. Your business may not need to advertise, but it will need a marketing plan. Word of mouth may be so favorable and spread so rapidly that your venture can reap a fortune simply from it. If this is the case, the word of mouth was most likely motivated by an effective marketing strategy. In fact, a strong word of mouth campaign is part of marketing, and so are business cards, stationery, hours of operation, and the clothes you wear. Location is also important in marketing, though it's becoming more and more apparent that the best location is online. Stop for a moment and ask yourself whether you're marketing properly right now. You can be pretty certain that the answer is a resounding no if any of these seven danger signals is present. 1. My sales are driven mostly by price. 2. Customers cannot distinguish my products or services from any of those of my competitors. 3. I use disconnected sales gimmicks. 4. I do not have a unified plan for imparting my message to my customers and to the trade. 5. Most sales leads come from my sales staff. 6. Longtime customers say, "I didn't know you offered that." 7. I do not have a customer or prospect database. Here is what guerrilla marketing is not: expensive, easy, common, wasteful, taught in marketing classes, found in standard marketing textbooks, practiced by advertising agencies, or known to the majority of your competitors. Be grateful that it is not these things. If it were, all business owners would be guerrillas, and your path to success would be a paved one rather than a secret route to the end of a rainbow with a bigger pot of gold than you ever imagined. The 16 monumental secrets of guerrilla marketing. If you're a guerrilla, these 16 secrets are not secrets to you at all. I'm hoping that they are tattooed on your body, engraved on brass plaques in the offices of all who market or plan marketing for you, and pinned up, ideally in neon, inside your brain. 1. You must have commitment to your marketing program. 2. Think of that program as an investment. 3. See to it that your program is consistent. 4. Make your prospects confident in your firm. 5. You must be patient in order to keep a commitment. 6. You must see that marketing is an assortment of weapons. 7. You must know that profits come subsequent to the sale. 8. You must aim to run your firm in a way that makes it convenient for your customers. 9. Put an element of amazement in your marketing. 10. Use measurement to judge the effectiveness of your weapons. 11. Prove your involvement with customers and prospects by your regular follow-up with them. 12. Learn to become dependent on other businesses and they on you. 13. You must be skilled with the armament of guerrillas, which means technology. 14. Use marketing to gain consent from prospects and then broaden that consent so that leads to the sale. 15. Sell the content of your offering rather than the style. Sell the steak and the sizzle, because people are too sophisticated to merely buy that sizzle. 16. After you have a full-fledged marketing program, work to augment it rather than rest on your laurels. Secrets of saving marketing money. Guerrillas think first of saving marketing money by not wasting marketing money. Be sure you understand the distinction. Getting the lowest price on something isn't nearly as important as getting the most profitable results from something. Saving is nice, but it's secondary to profiting. Still, I must admit that saving money is important to almost everyone. Consumers, large companies, and entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are, for the most part, suffering from resource poverty, and not a penny can be wasted. All money should pull more than its own weight. But is this possible? Bright entrepreneurs make it possible. Guerrilla company attributes. You might be a marketing guerrilla through and through, but if your company lacks certain attributes, all your good efforts might go for naught. These attributes don't cost you any money, but without them, you may be losing out on a lot of money you'd otherwise earn. Many companies have a few of these marketing tactics down pat. Other companies are oblivious to all of them. Name. Guerrillas are careful not to make a major error with their first business decision. The name of their business. From the naming consultancy Lexicon, which is responsible for such names as Pentium, PowerBook, and DeskJet, we learn 5 guerrilla guidelines to powerful brand naming. 1. Does your name break the rules? In a cluttered marketing environment, names that simply fit in with the rest are lost and very easy to ignore. Your name must stand apart from the competition. 2. Will your name cause your competitors to grimace? A registered brand name is something that they can never take away from you, so it must be powerful enough to make them wince every time they see it. The better the name, the more they'll want to steal it from you. 3. Does the name make a promise or tell a story? Great names are little tiny poems. Each letter, word unit, and sound should work with others to deliver strategic messages. The right name can be the cornerstone of a lasting customer relationship. It is an ultra-powerful marketing weapon. 4. Does the name describe or suggest a feature or benefit? Great naming suggests the most compelling benefit the prospects will need over the next decade or longer. There's no confusion about what you offer. 5. Does the name make you feel a bit uncomfortable? Great names attract attention and take chances. Few things are more frustrating than having to change the name of your business once it's up and running, so the idea is to start out with the right name in the first place. Theme line. A theme line is a set of words that describe the spirit of your company. You're in good hands with Allstate. Be all that you can be, in the valley of the Jolly Green Giant. I think you get the point. Use your theme line wherever you can, in your advertising, on your website, email signature, business card, stationery, even your tattoo if you have one. Many Harley-Davidson owners have tattoos of their emblem, the ultimate in brand loyalty. That theme line grows from vow identity and makes people think lofty thoughts about you whenever they see or hear it. Ideally, your theme line will be only a few words. If you want it to fit on a business card or in the yellow pages, you've got to keep it short. Unlike Coca-Cola, which has had a series of brilliant theme lines, you won't have to change yours owing to overexposure. Branding. The Harvard Business Review once warned the growing number of small business owners that there will soon be so many small businesses. Owners will have to develop their own brand name in order to succeed and then make prospects aware of that name. In case you haven't been paying attention to commerce these past 10 years, you may have missed out on one of the most sparkling and talked about concepts, branding. The awareness it breeds of your company is priceless. Even MasterCard would agree. If you're a true blue gorilla, you'll want that awareness regardless of what any publication says. Brand name awareness equals credibility. Awareness of your brand or your business usually means confidence, and confidence is the key to healthy sales. Many people have purchased products or services simply because they are familiar with the name. They might have known zilch about the benefits or the price, but they bought it anyhow. Simply being aware of the name was enough. Researchers asking, "Why did you buy this product or service?" very frequently get this answer, "Because I heard of it." Researchers asking, "Why did you buy this product or service?" very frequently get this answer, "Because I heard of it." Because I heard of it is synonymous with the brand name awareness.